You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Well, guess what? We like to stay on top of everything that's going on in the political world, and it looks like there's going to be a new initiative that you might be voting on in November, and yes, it directly affects how Olympia plays the game. The thing is, a little backdrop here. Washington voters love the idea of requiring a supermajority to raise taxes. They don't believe that unless they get about two-thirds of lawmakers to raise taxes, the taxes really need to go up. This is popular among Republicans. It is popular among Democrats. It is popular among independents. And whenever it's on the ballot, it passes. It always passes. And so how does Olympia respond? By saying the public doesn't have the right to do that. So they go to court and they get the state Supreme Court to say, well, actually, if you want a supermajority requirement to raise taxes, you have to amend the Constitution. You can't just change the law. So here comes initiative maven Tim Iman, who says, hey, I think maybe if we need to amend the state constitution, we shall. So the initiative godfather, Tim Iman, joins me now on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Go for it.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
So who's going to be your Luca Brasi to make this happen?
We're going to make them an offer they can't refuse.
All right. I summed up the history.
Oh, no, fantastic. Yeah, there's no question the voters want the policy. The question is, how do you convince the legislature to let the people vote on a constitutional amendment? And what we decided was to give them a strong financial incentive to let us vote.
So how are you going to make this happen? Because a constitutional amendment not only requires majority support of the polls, it requires two-thirds of the legislature itself.
That's exactly right. We literally went through 80 different versions last year, running to buy the lawyers, running to buy the our supporters, and we eventually came on the basic, you know, idea that people respond to financial incentives. And so what the initiative does is it gives them a billion reasons to let us vote. What the initiative does is it lowers the sales tax by a penny unless they let the people vote. That works out to be about $1 billion per year for the taxpayers. It would be the largest tax cut in Washington state history. And we basically give the legislature about 3 months to make the decision. And on April 15th, they have a decision to make. If you let us vote on a constitutional amendment, the sales tax doesn't get reduced. It expires on April 14th. But if you don't let us vote, then the sales tax goes down and we get a $1 billion tax cut, and we use that $1 billion to presumably pay for all the easy tax increases they're going to pass.
Wait a minute. This is almost too good to take in one fell swoop.
Fair enough.
The state share of the sales tax, most people pay about 9 to 10 cents for sales tax here in Washington state, or just under 10 cents. The state share of the sales tax is 6.5 cents.
6.5 cents.
Okay.
And there's no requirement that it be 6.5%,
right.
Nothing in the Constitution
or any laws. That is,
you know,
set by statute. Okay.
Yeah, set by statute. So very simply, we cross out the number 6.5 and we replace it with the number 5.5.
So what you are telling legislators is you must vote for a permanent two-thirds supermajority requirement to raise taxes. And if you don't, the state share of the sales tax goes down by a penny?
That is correct. What we were really struggling with is what's something that's going to have enough oomph to really get the legislature to move. And by reducing the sales tax, which is unambiguously legal, and delaying it until April 15th and delaying implementation of an initiative is totally legal. And then we just give the legislature an opportunity to say, if you don't like that outcome, we're going to give you the opportunity to get out of it if you want to. And we're going to give you until April 15th to make that decision. And it really does give the voters a win-win proposition. Either they let us vote.
Let me see if I have this right. This initiative, again, this is an initiative to the legislature, says that the state sales tax is now cut by a full penny. Unless, of course, you would rather have a two-thirds supermajority requirement to raise taxes in the future, which requires your vote via constitutional amendment to do so.
It'd be a unanimous vote in the House and the Senate. given the choice between the two, I think they will go for it.
I was wondering, how would you be able to... Now, is this constitutional?
Sure, and that is kind of the fun part about this whole process. Can a court say that a constitutional amendment is unconstitutional? No, they can't. Can they say that it's illegal to reduce the sales tax? No, they can't say that. Can they say that it's illegal for you to delay the implementation of your reduction in the sales tax until April 15th tax day of next year? Of course not. And all we're doing is giving the legislature an option. It's called contingent legislation. I hate to use all the wonky legal terms, but contingent legislation is very common down in Olympia.
No, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. And we're just giving them the option to do it. You can do an initiative that doesn't give them the option to get out of it, that just says, hey, we're going to reduce the sales tax by a penny. But all we're doing is giving them the option to say, let us vote. And it's not going to cost you anything to let us vote. And it's no guarantee the voters will vote for it. All we're demanding is that we have the chance to make the decision. 17 other states already have this in their constitution. This would make us the opportunity to go to number 18, but we're not mandating the voters vote for it. The only thing we're asking of the legislature is, if you want to avoid this $1 billion tax cut from taking effect, just let us vote. Let's have a final debate on this thing. We've had 5 debates on it. We've won every single one of them. Let's do it one more time, but this time, let's make it permanent. And that's the part that has me the most excited in 16 years of doing initiatives. We always had the downside of knowing that whatever initiative we pass, it's going to be potentially changed or amended or taken away after 2 years. This would be permanent, a constitutional amendment.
And just to clarify, the lower sales tax would be automatic if they don't pass the constitutional amendment to the people to vote on.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
it would take effect on April 15th, but if they let us vote, then the sales tax would expire on April 14th.
Right.
So we're giving them 3 months to make a decision.
While I have you on the air, I want to ask you about something else. This year, they're going to try and pass a transportation package.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that package is, I believe, an 11.5-cent gasoline tax increase.
Another 12.5. Yeah.
Is it 12.5?
It might be 12.5.
Okay,
yeah.
Because they're going back and forth on what version
they are
fly.
You're right. You're right.
And another aspect to it is a quote local option to raise license tab fees. Now, this is at the behest of your close personal friend, Dow Constantine, King County executive. He wants to impose a $300 license tab fee on anyone who has a car, you know, $20,000. It would be $150 per $10,000 value of your car license tab fee for every vehicle you own, for transit, and some money for roads, too.
Yeah, it'd be a value-based motor vehicle excise tax. It would be just like it used to be
before,
prior to 695. It would be based on value.
Before the first initiative that you successfully ran here in Washington State, Initiative 695, $30 license tab fee. So what do you think of this?
Well, very clearly, if the legislature starts going hog wild raising taxes, I hazard a guess our initiative is going to get even more popular, because it's going to illustrate the need to have this two-thirds requirement. If they raise a bunch of taxes this legislative session, they're probably just throwing gasoline on the fire of enthusiasm for this two-thirds constitutional amendment. As far as the Dow Constantine, let's bring back pre-695 car tab taxes, and let's go ahead and start at, start at a relatively high level and then start raising them at over time, which is inevitably what's going to end up happening. They're just opening up Pandora's box all over again, and again, probably ensuring another $30 tabs initiative on the ballot in a later year. So it's they're really shooting themselves in the foot. I just wish they'd listen to the voters a little bit more, and then these initiatives wouldn't be necessary.
All right. Very good. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us about this new initiative. Does it have a number yet?
It does. It's nothing too clever. It's initiative 1325. Probably not going to go down in the annals of Washington State history by its initiative number, but it is the two-thirds constitutional amendment. Next couple of weeks, we'll have petitions available, and I'll be sitting in your office in KVI when we print up the first one. We'll ask you to sign it.
Yes, I'm expecting to do so, and hopefully be able to direct listeners to locales where they can get it petitions and sign them and hand them out to their friends. All right.
Absolutely. No, I mean, they're calling it blackmail. They're calling it an ultimatum. All we're doing is just giving them a monstrous financial incentive to let us vote once and for all.
All right. Very good. Tim Eyman, thanks for joining me here on KVI this morning.
Hey, thank you, John.
You bet. That is Initiative Godfather Tim Eyman joining us here on the Commute with Carlson, talking about his new constitutional amendment or initiative that would either require a two-thirds constitutional amendment to raise taxes or an automatic cut in the state sales tax by a penny. It's 16 minutes after 8.